Welcome to Straight Talk with Kathy, your go-to source for health and wellness discussions from one of our country's leading motivational speakers, Kathy Robinson Pickett. And now, without further delay, here's Straight Talk with Kathy.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Robinson Pickett. This is Straight Talk with Kathy, and I'm a woman with something to say. This week, we're talking about National HIV Testing Day. National HIV Testing Day is on Sunday, June 27th this year, but activities in your area will be happening all week. National Testing Day began as a program of NAPWA, the National Association of People with AIDS, in 1995, and for more than a decade now has been keeping people informed of their status, getting people tested, giving them hope, and making sure that people are hooked up with the services they need if they're positive, and making sure that they get the education they need if they're not positive, not to get that way. A lot of you listening to this podcast obviously know my story and know that I'm HIV positive, but just in case you're tuning in for the very first time, I have been HIV positive since July 4th, 1984. And so in just a couple of days, that's going to be marking another anniversary for me living with this disease. And that's an anniversary that certainly when I was diagnosed in 91, no one thought I would be around to see. Because when I was diagnosed in 91, there was one medication and not much hope. But those things have changed a lot. What's so important to me about testing is this, and I'm going to talk just a little bit about my story again because I think it's a prime example of how sometimes people, medical professionals make assumptions, and sometimes that can cost people years on their life. When I was diagnosed, I was actually 6 months pregnant with my second son, Garrett, who is now fixing to be a freshman at the University of South Florida, which is just unbelievable for me. And my ex-husband and I, who were married at the time, went to get life insurance, and we tested positive. It's a really long story, but as it turns out, when I was a college student, I had been working, and I was robbed and raped by three men, and one of those men was infected with HIV. What's important about that story is when I was raped, there wasn't a test for HIV, so there's no going back to that. But when I was pregnant with Garrett, I had been pregnant with his sister not very long before. They're 14 months apart. And I remember when we found out about our status, I asked my gynecologist, why in the world wasn't this part of my testing? Why didn't I know when I was pregnant with Lindsay? And he very calmly looked at me and said, well, it never occurred to me. You don't look like somebody who would have AIDS. Well, at that time, there was a big stereotype about what people with AIDS looked like. You were either a gay man, an IV drug user, or a prostitute. And certainly, I didn't fit those stereotypes, but of course, now we know those stereotypes were never correct. And the idea that a medical professional made that assumption without doing this little cheap routine test was staggering for me. Now, things worked out, and I have two perfect children, and neither one of them are HIV positive, and I've had a great life, and certainly if I'd have known my status when I was pregnant with Lindsay, Garrett probably would have never been born. Not probably. He wouldn't have been born. So for me, things worked out okay, but it's those assumptions that oftentimes leave people at risk to not just this disease, but other illnesses. Because as a society, we still look at folks and say, well, you don't look like you would have, or you don't look like you could have. If you've known me for one day, or you've seen my website one time, you know that my motto is, only men, women, and children get AIDS. And that's a message that I've tried to spread across the United States, across the world, in every presentation that I do. Only men, women, and children get AIDS. This disease does not discriminate. It doesn't care how old you are, what color you are, how much money you have, or where you live. And it is a disease that you can be tested for easily. It's a disease that we can prevent you from getting by teaching you your risk factors. And it's a disease now that if you are positive, there's plenty of hope. There didn't used to be hope, but now there's tons of hope. And we get people on medications and they live well. So it's really, really an important topic to me, for my heart. I think there's a lot of statistics out there that people just don't know. And I think the one staggering statistic that I'm going to share with you for this podcast is every 35 minutes, a woman in the United States contracts HIV. Now, that's a sobering statistic. It's a statistic, I'm a little tongue-tied this morning. It's a statistic that we just don't talk about. Because again, the stereotypes that we have with this disease. So many times I meet women who never ever knew that they were at risk to contracting this disease. So what I want to say to you is this: how do you get it? You get it by having unprotected sex with someone. Anything that shares sexual fluid from one person to another person has the potential to transmit HIV. And the next way you get it is by sharing blood with someone. Now, most people think the next way you get it is IV drug use, and IV drug use is a huge factor in spreading HIV, but it's not the drugs that transmits the virus to another person. It's the blood that's on the needle. So anything that can exchange blood, and the next way you get it is being born with it. You get HIV from having sex, sharing blood, and being born. Blood, semen, vaginal fluid, spinal, joint, amniotic fluid, and potentially breast milk. That's it. You can't get HIV from spit, snot, urine, feces, earwax, sweat, tears, puke, or pus unless there's blood in it. So if you've had unprotected sex with a person that you don't know their status, you've been at risk of this disease. I tell people, you know, long-term monogamy is 2 years or longer with the same partner, and their definition of monogamy being the same as yours. The problem is so many people that come into my office to get tested, they've been together 3, 4, 5 years, but they never had any STD testing before they ever got together. So yes, they've been in a long-term monogamous relationship, but neither one of them know what they brought in to begin with. It's important that if you make the adult decision to be sexually active, no matter how old you are, that you take the adult responsibilities that come with that. And that means getting tested for HIV and getting tested for other STDs before you enter a relationship that you are having unprotected sex. It's just that simple. Now, let's talk about testing just a minute, because a lot of people are afraid to get the test. They're scared there's going to be needles or blood, or there's going to be all this scary stuff that goes on. First off, the most common way to have an HIV test these days is called an OraSure test. It's a test that we do inside of your mouth with a swab. Now, some of you go, oh my gosh, but you just said you couldn't get HIV from saliva. We're not looking at the saliva for the HIV virus. We're looking for the antibodies that your body produces to fight viruses. And all antibodies to all viruses can be found in the mucous membrane in your mouth. If I had the money and the want to and the time to, I could do different swabs on you and tell you about every virus you've ever had because of those antibodies that are located there. Antibodies are good things. They're not bad things. So we don't have to be concerned about that. We also still do blood testing, traditional blood testing. And in some areas, depending on where you're listening to this podcast, that may be the way they go. Understand, they're not going to take a gallon of blood out of you. It's a prick in your arm, and we take some blood. We also have rapid testing, depending on where you're available. Where you're living, it may or may not be available. But rapid testing can be done in the mouth or with a finger stick, either way. With those test results, your results come back in about 20 minutes. But that is a scan kind of test. If that test is positive, it does not mean you're HIV positive. It means we need to do a confirmatory test, send that test off, and those results will be back in general in a public health setting in 10 days to 2 weeks, sometimes a little faster, sometimes a little slower, just depending on where you are. With the OraSure test that is most commonly used, your results are going to be sent away, and they're going to be back, the test is going to be sent away, and your results are going to be back usually around 2 weeks. Now, keep in mind that during week like National Testing Week or World AIDS Week or somewhere where there's high rates of HIV testing going on, those test results may take just a little bit longer to get back. Sometimes when that happens, people freak out and go, oh my gosh, I have to be positive. It's been 12 days. No, not at all. It's just the amount of tests going through a laboratory at any given time. Now, where can you be tested? Well, any public health department in the United States you can go to. If you have no money, you need to tell them you have no money. If you have money, it's $20 to $25 depending where you are. Most HIV organizations in the country offer HIV testing. Lots of Planned Parenthood offices offer HIV testing. Lots of college campuses offer free HIV testing. So there's no reason not to find a place to go. There's lots of places out there that you don't have to spend money to have it done. This is about your life. This isn't about playing around with something that is just not a big deal. HIV is a big deal. Please take this seriously. Please, if you haven't been tested and you've put yourself at risk or someone else has made a choice that put you at risk, you've been sexually assaulted, molested, something else has happened in your life, please take this opportunity to go and get tested. My question for you this week is, do you know your status? Tweet me. Let me know. Whether it's yes or no, let me know. Have you ever had an HIV test? Do you need help finding a location where you're at to find a place to get an HIV test? If you tweet me or you email me, I promise you, I will help you find the place to do that. So, to reach me on Twitter, it's Straight Talk Pod. To reach me by email, it's straighttalkwithkathy@gmail.com. There's no reason not to send me a message if you need some help. And the website, as always, is straighttalkwithkathy.com. Until next week, please be the boss of your brain.